There was celebration across Western Europe with the election of Joe Biden as president, but there is also an authoritarian streak that has emerged in Europe. Todd Becker is a retired Foreign Service officer who now teaches at Salisbury University. And we begin with the impact on countries such as Hungary, led by Viktor Orban, and Slovenia.
I think Viktor Orban and the leadership in Slovenia are far more concerned about what the European Union thinks and what it does. Because the European Union has a much more direct practical effect, both in terms of finance and subsidies and programs, as well as the close relationship. I think that Viktor Orban will continue to pursue his very strong nationalist approach as long as he can do so without receiving some kind of sanctions from the European Union. In the case of Slovenia, yes, the Slovenian president or prime minister spoke with pride, of course, because the first lady is from that country. But he also did congratulate Biden, as I understand from press reports.
Finally, in terms of the concept of democracy, certainly there's some strain, at least in the Russian media I see, about discrediting democracy, particularly in the United States. Certainly that plays into some of the approaches that, for instance, Orban, for instance, has made. What impact do you think that has in terms of people, how people perceive democracy in the United States and Europe?
I was a diplomat. I've worked nearly a half a century in Europe. And I think, frankly, what President-elect Biden said the other day from Delaware, he said, we are a country and we're not admired by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. I don't know how many times I worked with governments who disapproved of American policies, but always admired the United States as a great example of a democratic system and a democratic society and culture. I believe that the last 4 years have severely scratched that image. But I believe that when President-elect Biden takes office, if he follows through as he has indicated he will, I believe that the opportunity to return to that area where we obtain power by our example of being a strong democracy, both institutionally and as a society, I think that that will prove very effective and decisive. Can it recover? Absolutely.
By the way, just one other question. Turning to Boris Johnson for just a moment, do you see this having any impact on the Brexit?
I recognize this is not just President-elect Biden who sees this as a complicated thing, or Boris Johnson. Indeed, that is at the very heart of it. How can the EU maintain a close trading relationship and working relationship with, or the UK with the EU, which Boris Johnson wants to do, without violating the Good Friday Agreement and without putting a barrier between Northern and Southern Ireland? That is squaring the circle. That's untying the Gordian knot. And how our president-elect deals with that will require also tremendous skill in negotiation and working things out.
Todd Becker is a retired Foreign Service officer who now teaches at Salisbury University. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.